for about 3 weeks, I've been hanging around by my phone waiting for a phone call or for a text. And we've had the phone call, and here we are. I've driven straight over to Waterloo Farm, just on the edge of Northamptonshire, to be told that this pig is in farrow. Billie Jean.
Billie Jean, named after my boy's granny.
Sorry, named after
the boy's granny.
So, and what breed is she?
She's a British saddleback.
Right. And what's the history of the British saddleback?
I don't know what the history of the British saddleback is, so we'll have to ask Pete about that shortly. But we've had her since she was a 6-week-old, and this, I think, must be about her 8th litter. And she has had up to 16 piglets. Each time.
Now, she's in farrow at the moment, which means that she's that's the technical term for she's actually giving birth. And when you phoned me this morning, there was just one, and we've got how many?
One, two, three, four, five. We've got 6 live ones and one that hasn't made it so far, and she's still going.
You're right, one hasn't made it at all. Oh, how sad.
Yes, but this is the natural way of breeding them, because they're not in cages, they're big animals, and she just moves, and when they're small like this, they don't get out of her way sometimes, so you can lose quite a few.
So they sort of roll on their own little ones and squash them?
They do, which is why farmers used to use cages, so they were stuck in cages the whole time, but that's now illegal, and we don't do anything like that. We should have her in this beautiful hut here that Pete's made with farrowing rails round it so that the piglets can get out of the way of their mum.
I was going to say, this looks 5-star. I mean, we're outside in the sunshine. I can't blame her for lying here in the sunshine, but there's some lovely fresh bedding down here, and it's sort of... There's straw on the roof, I'm supposing, to keep it cool or warm,
the
temperature.
That's right. It's just to insulate the top. It's big enough for her to walk in. It will keep her cool or keep her warm in the winter and out of the rain, because these little piglets need a lot of attention when they're born in the winter. It's also got a metal flooring that we've put wood shavings down on, so that if she farrowed outside in the winter, she would also, her walking would make mud, would make holes in the mud, and the piglets would drop in it and they would get squashed there as well. So it really is a treacherous time when you first start.
What's amazing is that, these are 2 and 3 hours old, if that. I was going to say it's even less. And they're just so absolutely madly lively already. They're clambering over each other.
They can't see.
Oh, they're blind because they've all got a teach, because they're sort of snuffling around her.
They're feeling for their mother's fur, and the mother's fur is directed down towards the nipples, the teats. So that's what they're feeling for, and they know how to get down there. Because of the fur, for her hair.
I have to say, they're just proper little characters, aren't they? They're just adorable.
And all very different. Your British saddleback is black all over, with a stripe over the front 2 shoulders and legs of a white stripe. And so we've got some here that have got the stripe and some that haven't got the stripe. So there's a mixture.
I mean, it's white stripe, but this one that's sort of second along has got a real pink stripe. In fact, it looks like black and pink. Yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous.
You do need to watch, because they do get sunburnt. So, when they're first born, you do need to keep them out of the way a little bit, really.
Do you know what? That was so fast. 1 minute I was chatting away, and the next minute, off. Can I take a photograph? Hang on. Getting a piece of straw there, and you're clearing its nose, are you?
Yeah, it's to make it sneeze. If it sneezes, make sure its nose is clear.
And that by sneezing, then it gets all of the sort of the liquid out?
Sometimes you spin them.
Okay, so you've got it by its hind legs, and you're sort of giving it a upside down swing. I suppose it's the equivalent of what we do when ours are born. Oh, it's grunting. Let me have a listen. Oh no, he's gone quiet. He's camera shy. Oh, he's just gorgeous. I mean, that takes, I mean, literally a few seconds. Oh, she's going to get up and move, isn't she? Oh, she's standing up. Well, quite. You're standing to attention here because we really, really don't want any of them to get squashed because she's sort of rolled up slightly. But it looks like she's going to stand still. You really have to be on hand here, don't you? I mean, if you weren't here.
Squashing, that's why we like to have her in the farrowing crate, in the farrowing pen, but she won't go in. She's awkward.
Oh, she's settled back down again now. So, I can't believe it. That was just fantastic. What a treat. What a huge treat to see them born like that. I can't believe it. I'm so happy. They're literally scrabbling around and that sort of, oh, how utterly, utterly gorgeous. Pete, while I've been here, there's one just wandered over and he's underneath my skirt looking for mummy. Hang on. Is he going to... there we are, look. I picked him up. Oh, he's quite strong already. There we go. It's dry. They've dried off so quickly. Oh, no, wrong end. Pete, you've been whilst we've been watching this, and I was talking with Kirsty. You've been sort of knocking another pen at the back here, obviously for this very purpose. How many have you got in sort of going to give in birth or farrow in the next few months?
About 9.
So, and they can farrow for how many hours?
Up to 24 hours.
Really?
Yes, 24. Normally about 6 or 7 hours, but they can do 24.
So she's been very sweet and produced one for me right here, right now. Her time's been perfect.
She's been farrowing now, I would say, about 6 hours.
Well, timing's good, isn't it? How many is the most you've ever had from one go, or from one sort of litter?
You can have to 12, 13 quite easily.
And are there differences in size? I mean, I can see here already there's some that are bigger and some that are smaller.
There's a Dillon here. There's always a small one. It's about, you know, and it's always called the Dillon.
It's the smallest in the litter.
And do they catch up?
No, they don't. They never catch up. They're always small.
Right.
And that's it.
And will you keep any of these to breed from, or are these all due for sausages?
We'll tell them when they get a bit bigger.
Yeah.
When they're a bit bigger, they will decide if they're any good to breed with or not.
And how long are we going to be following these for? Because they take from birth to pot take...
About 8 to 9 months.
Right. Oh, I'm going to sit here and I'm just going to watch them for a few minutes because I think they're just as sweet. That, I mean, I could almost pick one up and take one home.
Gotta feed it, though.